The next question is about the New York Times paywall and what I think about that. The simple answer is I think it's too early to really express an informed opinion. There's a lot of things being said about the paywall, how it might possibly work. It's still a good year away from being implemented, and in that time all kinds of things could change. So it's very difficult to have any kind of informed opinion, as I said. The most interesting thing for me about the discussion around it, however, has been the this idea that you will be able to view articles for free if you come via a link. And I've talked about this in other audio booths, so it might be worth looking at some of ours. But that's really interesting to me, because what that does is make a link to the New York Times valuable in itself, and that could have a very interesting effect in how people behave around New York Times content. If you run a blog or if you run any kind of website, effectively you're more likely to link to the New York Times, and if you're able to read a New York Times article, you're more likely to blog about it, because that adds value to your own blog, your own platform. So that could drive some extra traffic to the New York Times. It could lead to more people linking to the New York Times. You will perhaps assume a certain amount of cachet by being one of the first people to read an article behind a paywall and link to it, and therefore give access to other people. So even if the paywall scheme of the New York Times doesn't actually make them any money directly, potentially it could have a very interesting effect in terms of driving increased traffic and driving valuable traffic as well, in terms of engaged users, rather than this what's often been derided as kind of fickle users that are hard to sell to advertisers. So that is the most interesting element of the New York Times paywall for me, if, and this is a huge if that idea is implemented as it's been discussed. And there's all kinds of variables around that which could change, and I suspect will change before it actually launches. But that's very interesting for me.